ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तु धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सुप्रथमा शिक्षावल्ली I'll teach you, please chant after me, follow the swaras carefully. Om Shan no Shan no, say it twice. Shan no Shan no Mitrash Mitrash Mitrash
Mitrash
Shan no Mitrash Trasham Varunaha Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha Shanno Bhavatvariyama
Shanno Bhavatvariyama
Shanno Bhavatvariyama Shanno Bhavatvariyama
Shanno
Bhavatvariyama Shanna Indro Shanna Indro
Shanna Indro
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Brihaspatihi
Brihaspatihi Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanno
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 Vishnu Rurukramah
Vishnu Rurukramah
Vishnu Rurukramah Shanno Vishnu Rurukramah
Shanno
Vishnu Rurukramah Shanno Vishnu Rurukramah Shanno Vishnu Rurukramah
Shanno
Vishnu Rurukramah
Shanno
Vishnu Rurukramah Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Shanna Indro
Brihaspatihi
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramah
Shanno
Vishnu
Rurukramah
Shanno Vishnu
Rurukramah
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramah
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramah
Nam Kramah Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane
Namaste Vayo
Namaste Vayo
Namaste Vayo Namaste Vayo
Namaste Vayo
Namo
Devayo
Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane
Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo
Namaste Vayo
Namaste Vayo Twameva
Twameva
Pratyaksham Brahmasi
Pratyaksham Brahmasi
Twameva Pratyaksham ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి, త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి, త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి,
బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి,
బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి, త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి, త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి,
త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి, ఋతం వదిష్యామి,
ఋతం వదిష్యామి,
ఋతం వదిష్యామి, ఋతం వదిష్యామి,
ఋతం వదిష్యామి,
ఋతం వదిష్యామి, సత్యం వదిష్యామి,
సత్యం వదిష్యామి, సత్యం వదిష్యామి,
సత్యం వదిష్యామి,
సత్యం వదిష్యామి,
సత్యం వదిష్యామి, తన్మామవతు,
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 తద్వక్తారమవతు,
తద్వక్తారమవతు,
తద్వక్తారమవతు, తద్వక్తారమవతు,
తద్వక్తారమవతు,
అవతు మాం,
అవతు మాం,
అవతు మాం,
అవతు మాం,
అగైన్
అవతు మాం,
అవతు మాం, అవతు,
అవతు
వక్తారం,
వక్తారం,
అవతు వక్తారం,
అవతు వక్తారం,
అవతు వక్తారం, అవతు వక్తారం,
అవతు వక్తారం,
అవతు వక్తారం, అవతు మాం, అవతు వక్తారం,
అవతు మాం,
అవతు వక్తారం, అవతు మాం,
అవతు వక్తారం,
ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి,
ఓం శాంతి
శాంతి శాంతి. వి ఆల్ సెట్ టుగెదర్ వన్స్. Let's say, Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Bhavatvariyama Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి, త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి, ఋతం వదిష్యామి, సత్యం వదిష్యామి, తన్మామవతు, తద్వక్తారమవతు, అవతు మాం, అవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. Now I'm going to say it in full sentence. Say after me twice every sentence. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Shanno Bhavat Pariyama.
Shanno Bhavat Pariyama. Shanno Bhavat Pariyama.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi. Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha.
Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha. Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane. Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo.
Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi.
Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Ritam vadishyami.
Ritam vadishyami. Ritam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami.
Tanmamavato.
Tanmamavato. Tanmamavato.
Tadvaktaramavato.
Tadvaktaramavato.
Tadvaktaramavato. Avato mam. Avato mam. Avato mam. Avato vaktaram.
Avato vaktaram.
Avato vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
I'm sure you all must be remembering the meaning of the Shanti Mantra, which forms the first Anuvakaha, Prathamaha Anuvakaha of the Prathama Sikshavalli. First paragraph of this first chapter. So we're entering into the second Anuvakaha, which presents the science of phonetics in a nutshell. See, presenting the elaborate teaching of this science of phonetics is not the Upanishad's job. That we have to go to Veda Anga and study in elaborately if we want. But here Upanishad presents in a nutshell this science of phonetics in order to emphasize the rules that go with the science of phonetics to be followed in Parayanam, Veda Parayanam. If the Parayanam, Upanishad is interested in making us do the Parayanam. The aim of the Upanishad is to, because Parayanam, Parayanam, chanting, Vedic chanting, is one of the preparatory disciplines. Now you understand everything is a preparatory discipline only. Veda Parayanam is one of the preparatory disciplines. Therefore, we are supposed to do the Veda Parayanam. But if we do the Parayanam, The Parayanam should become effective, efficacious, be fruitful. Not only should be fruitful, it should not be counterproductive. It should give the proper result. It should not give the opposite result also. Two things. Veda Parayanam should definitely bless us with appropriate phalam. Second thing, it should not produce inappropriate opposite phalam also. For this purpose, it is very important to understand those components which constitute the, which form the part of the Siksha Shastram. Actually, the Siksha is the word. In conventional language, Siksha. No, Sikshate Anaya iti Siksha. What Shankara gives in his Bhashyam. Because letters, etc. are taught through this. Therefore, it's called a Siksha Shastram. But Siksha is not the actual word. But Siksha here is mentioned as Siksha. It is Chandasa Prayogaha, Vedic usage. We should not question Veda. Why Siksha is used as Siksha? We never question anything said in the Veda. If Veda says, okay, we'll accept. But we should only know what it means. Siksha is mentioned here as Siksha. The Siksha is used only in Veda. So it's called Chandasa Prayogaha, Vedic usage. So here Siksha Shastra Artha Sangraha. Artha Sangraha means what here? Like it is presented in a nutshell. In a capsule form, it is presented. What the science of phonetics. So here the teacher says, Siksham, say no, Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha. Vyakhyasyamaha. Even if you do not know Sanskritam, even if you don't want to study Sanskritam, if you have closed your mind for Sanskritam also, still when you want to study this Upanishad, you have to definitely say after me every word. Vyakhyasyamaha. Vyakhyasyamaha. So Vyakhyasyamaha, here the Upanishad says, we shall now explain. What? Siksham, the science of pronunciation, the phonetics. Siksha Shastram Vyakhyasyamaha. That's the meaning. Then he says, there are six components which form the study of the science of phonetics. What are they? Varnaha. Say no. Swaraha, Matra, Balam, Sama, Santanaha, Sama, Santanaha. So these are the six factors which one has to remember when one does the Parayanam. We'll see everything. Now, ityuktaha, say no?
Ityuktaha.
Ityuktaha. Ityuktaha. Ityuktaha becomes what? Ityuktaha. Thus said. Ityuktaha means, iti means thus. Uktaha said. What has been said here? Siksha adhyayaha. This is a section. Adhyayaha means this is a section dealing with discussing the components which form the science of phonetics. This has been said here. This is the meaning. Okay, now we'll see everything. First we'll chant, then we'll go to the explanation again. Last class I started, I touched it, but I haven't really gone into details. Siksham Siksham,
Siksham,
Vyakhyasyamaha, 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 Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha, Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha, Varnasvaraha, 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 Matrabalam, 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 Samasantanaha, 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 Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha, Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha, Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha, Varnasvaraha, 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 Matrabalam, 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 Samasantanaha, 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 Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha, Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha. How many of you do not have the English transliteration of this work? Next class will organize it for everybody. Because without following, it will be difficult to follow the text. Raghupati ji, you have a copy, no? English transliteration. Okay. Next class, would you please get him a copy of it? English transliteration. Next class. Okay, so here, when Upanishad talks about the science of phonetics, through this, it emphasizes the importance of the japa as being one of the preparatory disciplines. Japaha, para is one of the preparatory disciplines. In fact, when people start studying the Veda in Vedic period, even before knowing the meaning also, they used to study the Vedic chanting. So Veda Parayanam is a very, very important discipline. It's not a must, everybody should do the Veda Parayanam. But Veda Parayanam was there definitely. And Veda Parayanam serves two purposes. Without knowing the meaning also, if one does the Veda Parayanam, it contributes in long term, long in return, in due course of time, it contributes for Chitta Shuddhihi, Antahkarna Shuddhihi. That is the phalam. And you do not know how in due course of time it contributes for Antahkarna Shuddhi, you do not know. That is why it is Adrishta Phalam. Nochit Antahkarna Shuddhihi, which is actually Adrishta Phalam, which is Punya Phalam. So Veda Parayanam, chanting of Veda mantras itself becomes what? A Punya Karma. Therefore it produces Punya Phalam. That Punyam results in what? Antahkarna Shuddhihi, Chitta Shuddhihi. Therefore it is a preparatory discipline. But if the Parayana must be done without any mistakes, if it should be done, if it is done properly, then it is effective. And how does one know these, all these Varna, Swaraha, everything? Just by listening to the teacher. That is why Veda Parayana, one must study with the help of the teacher. And one should follow all these aspects, six factors we have seen here, Varnaha, Swaraha, everything, we will see that again. So one has studied with the help of the teacher, thereby one easily gets the correct method of way of chanting and it is effective. And this Veda Parayanam, later on, when a person starts studying the meaning of the Vedas also, This Veda Parayanam will be very useful. How it be useful there? Because when you study the meaning of the mantras, Veda mantras, the study of the meaning of the mantras is called Mimamsa. And they called Mimamsa Shastram. Matum Icha Mimamsa. Mimamsa means the desire to measure, desire to analyze, desire to inquire into. It's called Mimamsa. Like Bubhuksha, Pipasa, Moksha, etc. Muksha. This another desiderative word is what? Mimamsa. Matum Icha Mimamsa. Desire to analyze, inquire into. It's called Mimamsa. So, Mimamsa means what? Analysis of the meaning of the Veda mantras or inquiry into the meaning of the mantras. The thorough study of the meaning of the Veda mantras is called what? Mimamsa. So, this Veda Parayanam, without knowing the meaning, when you chant, it produces Adrishta Phalam, Punya Phalam, which will result in Antahkarna Shuddhihi. When knowing the meaning, when you do the Parayanam, so it will be helpful for later on in a work that to study the meaning of the mantras. Even for Mimamsa study also, it will be very helpful. And here, the Mimamsa again, We separate the whole Veda into two parts as Veda Purva Bhagaha or Karma Kandaha and Veda Uttara Bhagaha as Veda Antashastram Jnana Kandaha. And the study of the meaning of the Karma Kanda mantras is called Purva Mimamsa. And study of the Upanishadic mantras, Vedanta Shastra mantras, is called what? Veda Uttara Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa, or you can say Vedanta Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. We have two Mimamsa, two different Shastrams. Therefore, two different, we have Mimamsa also, analysis of the Veda mantras, analysis of the Vedanta mantras. So, what is the phalam that you gain by studying, analyzing the meaning of this mantras? Of course, jnanam. So therefore, Veda Parayanam is also useful in gaining the jnanam. So Purva Mimamsa results in gaining the knowledge of karma and Uttara Mimamsa results in gaining the knowledge of the moksha. Knowledge of the self, which is moksha. Therefore, jnanam is the phalam, which is a drishtam phalam. You know definitely what you know. You know definitely what you do not know. Isn't it? Therefore, here jnanam, which is a fruit of the study of the Veda mantras, meaning of the mantras, or enquiry into the meaning of the Veda mantras, will result in what? This jnanam, which is a drishta phalam. So, Veda parayanam blesses one with the two phalams, drishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam. Drishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam is what? Punya phalam, which is antakarna shuddhihi. Whereas, drishtam phalam is what? Jnanam. Karma vishaya jnanam, atma vishaya jnanam. It blesses one with the karma vishaya jnanam means what? Knowledge of the karma you gain by study of Purnimamsa. And atma vishaya jnanam you gain by study of Uttaramimamsa. So for this study of Uttaramimamsa and Purnimamsa, this parayanam it become very useful later on. Therefore, this is the prayojanam of the parayanam, japaha. You know, Veda parayanam, why do we do the Veda parayanam at all? Now you know two palams. Drishtam palam in the form of antakarna shuddhi, adrishta palam in the form of punya palam, in the form of chitta shuddhi, and drishtam palam in the form of jnanam. Therefore, we do the parayanam. You know. But this parayanam will produce two fruit types of results only if it is recited, chanted properly. Therefore, we have to see the rules that go with the science of phonetics. So, Shankara Acharya in his Bhashyam on this particular section, the small section consisting of two lines forms one paragraph, one anuvaka of this whole chapter. So, Shankara writes this Bhashyam, he says, really it is very important for the Vedic student to give attention to these rules of science of this phonetics. Pronunciation. So he says no. Now we'll see this. Varnaha. Varnaha, I told you already, sounds, letters. See, when you say Varnaha, letter, it is important for us to know where there are eight parts of the body from where these sounds emerge. Sounds originate from the eight different parts of the body. Ashtau sthanani varnanam. Varnanam ashtau sthanani. There are eight places of origination of these letters. Therefore, here varnaha means which sound, no? Really originates from which part of the body. It's important for one to know. Even if you do not know, when you learn from the teacher, you get it correctly. You know, sthanam. So based on this origination of the place of this, origination of these letters, and these letters are presented actually separately as vowels and consonants. Thereafter, again these vowels and consonants are not really categorized into five different groups. Like, na, ka, ka, kh, g, gh, na. First you have vowels, then you have consonants. Then they are again categorized into groups in keeping with the, you know, the place of origination, where they originate from. Gutturals, suppose k, kh, g, gh, ng. One nasal also. All of them Gutter is the sthanam. Therefore, gutturals. Then, cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, or nasal also. And all of them palatals. Why? Because palate is really, you have to use the palate in order to make that sound. For the sound to come, it originates from palate. Therefore, palatals. Then, ta, ta, d, d, n. Again, nasal, cerebral. See, for to pronounce these sounds, ta, ta, d, d, n, you have to really, see, we first, to say church palatals, the tip of the tongue must be flattened in order to be able to touch this. Ch, ch, j, j, ny. Whereas ta, the tongue must be folded so that the air coming from the throat will be directed towards the cerebrum, the top of the skull. Therefore, it's called cerebrals. All of us letters are called cerebrals. T, T, D, D, N. Then tip of the tongue should touch the, come near the teeth. Only then you can make some sounds. T, T, D, D, N. Dentals. Then pa. No, pa means two lips must be brought together. Only then you can say pa. Try without bringing lips together, you can never say pa. I'll go like this. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Lips must come together, so labials. Like this, we have these letter arrangements. So, when we as a Veda, the student who does the Veda Parayanam, he should know which letter originates from which place. Okay, not simply knowing vowels, consonants, then grouped, why they are grouped. Kantyaha, Talavyaha, Murdhanyaha, Dantyaha, Oshtyaha. Then we say sa, sha, sa. They are called Ushmavarnaha because when you pronounce them, they make hissing sound. Sibilance. Sh, sh, s. Ha, ha. Called Mahapranaha. Take a long breath. You say ha. It's called sir, Mahapranaha. Like that. So it's called the sthanas. One should know this sthanam. Sthanam means place of origination. What the place of origination is not outside of the body, so it's a part of the body. Therefore, ashtau sthanani varnana. You don't need to go into the details. Just I want you to know how deep and vast every discipline is. Therefore, varnaha. Then next we have swaraha. Swaraha means actually, in music we have swaras, and here in Veda Parayanam also, we have swaras. Intonation, accent, with which, and these intonations are marked also by, marked in the textbook. In Veda Kala, there was no textbook for us to see this. Only all the Karna Parampara, they have to list here and say. Now you can follow the book. Now you have swaras marked there. In Veda Kala, they didn't have these books. They didn't have any, not even palm leaves. So they didn't have any swaras marked. They had to just listen to the teacher and get everything correctly. Swaras. And here we have again four swaras. Anudatta swaraha, udatta swaraha, swarita swaraha, dirgha swarita swaraha. These are the four intonations. Remember? So when you chant, and Veda mantras have the swaras. So when you do the Parayanam, we have to take into account that these swaras are really learned properly and swaras are really expressed properly. You know very well what this, how these swaras are. No, I told you earlier also, because you've been learning many mantras now, so you know how the swaras come. In the Punjab, you learned Ganapati Atharva Sirisham Upanishad, you have learned Medha Suktam, you have learned Durga Suktam, you know how these swaras are. We don't chant mechanically or monotonously. We do have, you can find out the intonations there. And these swaras and sounds, if they are not taken care of, they might give wrong meaning and they might be counterproductive. I mentioned last class also of a story. Remember, I did not mention the names of the... It's a story, don't take it very seriously, it's only a story. And the Indra had one of his Purohitaha. For the Purohitaha means one who really brings about, one who does something for the future well-being. Pura hitam. Hitam means well-being. Nanmai. So, one who performs rituals or one who does prayers, etc., thereby one who somehow is involved in the forthcoming, you know, the good for us. It's called Purohitaha. So, this for Devas, for the entire Devaloka, there was a Purohitaha, a priest, and his name was Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupaha was the name of Indra Purohit, Deva Purohitaha. But this Vishwarupaha was very friendly and nice to the Asuras also. Somehow he was also helping Asuras. When Indra came to know about Vishwarupaha being, not being loyal to them, not being their Purohitaha, he is also well-wisher of Asuras. Therefore, Indra killed this Vishwarupaha. When he got killed by Indra, then his father, Tvashta, Vishwarupa's father was known as Tvashta. Tvashta got very angry that his son was killed by Indra, and he really performed a special penance to have another son who later on destroy Indra. He wanted to take revenge against Indra. When he performed the yajna, he wanted a son who would be the destroyer of Indra. Prayer. I want a son who will be the destroyer of Indra. That's what he was supposed to perform. And for which he used the term Indra Shatruhu. Indra Shatruhu is a compound word which means Indrasya Shatruhu, Indra's enemy. If it is not pronounced properly, okay, the accent not pronounced properly, it might give a different meaning. Instead of giving the Tatpurusha Samasa meaning, it would give Bahuvrihi Samasa meaning. Indraha Shatruhu Yasya. Indra is the enemy for whom? That means what? Then instead of the son becoming the destroyer of Indra, son becomes the one for whom the son, Indra is the destroyer. Indra Shatruhu is the word. One word can give two different meanings. As understand? That happens when if this mist is wrong, pronounced wrongly. Therefore, this Veda presents this story to emphasize, to at least to frighten us, so that we learn with Shraddha. We don't care, we are not careless in learning anything. See, Veda is not interested in simply frightening and causing panic, okay? Veda is interested in making us more disciplined, more focused and more attentive. That's the idea. Therefore, acts this Swaraha. So, Varnaha, one thing, one factor, then swaraha, matra. Matra again, consonants take only half a matra kala, doesn't really measure. Measure is called matra. But vowels take different kalaha. Because we have short vowels, we have long vowels, we have prolated vowels also. Hraswaha, dirghaha and plutaha. Sometimes we can also have, if you prolong it, there is no word for that, even four. If you put the four near a, it means it should take 4 units of time. Same a only you write, but number four you put means what? You had to prolong. Prolated vowel. So these swaras are also, these matra, these also we have to see whether it is a, whether it is a. Now when I start ganadim purvamucharya, sir, ganadim. Some people, I heard some people chanting as ganadim. Ganadim. Whether it is e or ye, we have to be careful. A or a, we have to be careful. Whether it's a prolated vowel or a short vowel or a long vowel, which vowel, isn't it? We have to take into account. Therefore, here we say matra, then balam. Balam, here again, the stress, the strength with which we utter a vowel. When you say first gutturals itself, when you say ka, the next letter you say kha, ga, gha. Now, only in Tamil language you don't have this difference. All other languages have this difference. Kha, kha, ga, gha. Which are the sounds which are really stressed and which do not have any much stress? Nga. And here again we have to remember, that is why that the effort involved in pronouncing every sound, at least divided into two types of efforts made in pronouncing these letters, correctly making enough stress for pronouncing the letter sounds. It's called Bahya Prayatnaha, Abhyantara Prayatnaha. Bahya Prayatnaha means what? The effort made within the mouth, with the outside of the mouth, but effort made within the throat, outside, effort made within the mouth and within the throat. Bahya Prayatna, Abhyantara Prayatna. Again, Abhyantara Prayatna, we say Panchadha. Bahya Prayatna, Ekadashada, we have again this classification. I'm not going into the details. They are not important for you. So the Prayatna, again, every, how you, what, how much effort you should make to really pronounce a proper letter. Kha, ga, ta, ta, da, da. This is called stress, that the strength every letter needs in order to be pronounced correctly. It's called balam. Then sama. Sama means the pace we have to maintain in chanting. Maintaining the pace in chanting means is called sama. Not sama veda. Here the sama does not mean sama veda. That pace we have to maintain. How we should chant? Should we chant very fast? Om Ganana Am Tva Ganapati Gam Havamahe. All our archakas do in the temples, which is not right. Very fast. Nobody understands what is being chanted. Fast, the chanting is wrong. Slow chanting also is wrong. Om Ganana. Now let's fall asleep. So slow chanting also is wrong. Fast chanting also is wrong. There must be, the chanting must be, you know, the pace must be maintained. So how one should maintain, how should be chanted? There is a verse actually very beautifully says how the sama should be maintained in chanting. If you are doing it as a regular parayanam, because you have already learnt it, then regular parayanam you are doing means you can do it fast, not very fast. When you, how fast you should be, if you follow swaraha, if you follow varnaha, every letter should take one matra kala, no? And then you should follow swara, and you should follow balam. If you can take care of all these other rules of pronunciation, you cannot be very fast. But still you can be fast. Abhyasarte drutam vrittim. For practicing the mantras, as regular, because you already learnt it, for nitya parayanam, when you chant, then you can do it fast. Not very fast, following these rules. Then prayogarthe, when you do it, it should be na madhyamam pratim. You should be neither too fast nor too slow also. Prayoga means here, when you perform a puja, when you simply chant here in the class as a regular parayanam, we can do it fast. Om. Now how we chant, that is the correct speed. When you do the puja, atharva sirsha, when you use it for doing the puja, then not, even you can be slower, but not too slow. This madhyamam vrittim. Uprayogarthe, chanting the mantras for the puja. Performance of ritual, etc. One has to be in a medium speed. Then upadeshaarthe sishyanam, in order to teach the students, then you can be slow, because the student has to understand what you are teaching. Then you can teach gananam tva, gananam tva. You can teach slowly. You can chant slowly only when you have to teach others. Other person has to listen to you and understand. Therefore, here, the sama here means the pace one has to maintain in chanting, whether it should be chanted fast or it should not be fasted very slowly, or it should be, chanted in medium speed, that one has to remember. This is called a sama. Then santanaha again, actually combination of letters and words. Santanaha, which is other way, is called sandhihi, euphonic combination. Santanaha. This also, when we chant, because when in Sanskrit language, in Vedic chanting also, when two letters come together, there is a change. When two words come together, there is a change. In Tamil also, we have it called Punarchi. Now, when two words are differently, when you split the words, that's okay. When two words come together, two letters come together, they become combined, and then some change takes place. That we have to really know, and we have to do it correctly. It's called santanaha. So these are the six factors which go as rules that go with the science of phonetics. So presenting this science of pronunciation briefly in a capsule form, Upanishad enters into the next section, wherein The Upanishad introduces the Upasanam, meditation. And the Upanishad introduced in this next Anuvakaha, the third Anuvakaha, is called, the Upasanam introduced in the third Anuvakaha is called Samhita Upasanam. Samhita Upasanam. The name of the meditation introduced in the third Anuvaka is called Samhita Upasanam. And you have to remember what I told you in the very first class. The first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad does not teach any Vedantic subject matter. The whole chapter deals with preparatory disciplines. That is why Shankara says, Sadhana Pradhanaha Pradhana Valli. Sadhana Pradhana means the preparatory disciplines are the main subject matter of the whole chapter. And first, in the first Anuvaka, it indirectly emphasized the japaha, the Veda Parayanam, as a preparatory discipline, which is a vachikam karma, which can be a manasam karma also. And study of the Veda Parayanam itself, doing the Veda Parayanam, a study of the Veda mantras, it is called Veda Adhyayanam. Veda Adhyayanam. Veda Adhyayanam means what? Studying the mantras of the Vedic chanting. Veda Adhyayanam. So Veda Adhyayanam, I told you, is for two purposes. One is for Veda Parayanam, which will produce Adrishtam Phalam, and Veda Mimamsa, isn't it? Which will produce Drishtam Phalam Jnanam. Now here, in this next Anuvaka, Upasanam also, it is Vedic meditation, but not Vedantic meditation. Vedantic meditation is Vedic. Why I am saying here? Because Upasanam here is not a contemplation, it is a meditation. And Upasanam also is presented as a preparatory discipline. It's also for what? Upasanam is not the only preparatory discipline. Upasanam, the meditation, is one of the preparatory disciplines. Why? You know, kayikam karma, vachikam karma. Upasanam is only a manasam karma. Whereas there are kayika karmas, there are vachika karmas, which also can serve as preparatory disciplines. Do you get that what I'm saying? And here, Samhita Upasanam. Why this Upasanam is called Samhita Upasanam? Because Samhita again means combination of letters. Samhita means combination of letters. Vedic combination of letters, or simply combination of letters. Samhita is another word for sandhi. Euphonic combination of letters is called Samhita. So Samhita Upasanam. So combination of letters is taken for Upasanam. Therefore here we say Samhita Upasanam. Ganesha Upasanam means what? Ganesha is the object of meditation. Isn't it? Like that we say Samhita Upasanam. But before entering into that, let us do the chanting, then we'll explain. I'll explain today. And then these upasanams, the upasanam here the Upasanam, this particular section, the chapter presents five Upasanani. Five meditations are presented here. Pancha Upasanani, two japas are prescribed. And five meditations are discussed here. Before going there, let us do the chanting and I'll again explain. Samhita Upasanam. Say no.
Samhita Upasanam.
Samhita Upasanam. This itself is what? Sandhi. Samhita Upasanam becomes what? Samhita Upasanam. Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau Yashaha. Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau Yashaha.
Where you see, where Anudatta, where Swarita, where Anudatta. Sahanau Yashaha. Sahanau Yashaha. Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau. Sahanau. Sahanau.
Sahanau.
Brahma Varchasam. Brahma Varchasam. Brahma Varchasam. Brahma Varchasam. Sahanau Yashaha. Sahanau Yashaha. Sahanau Brahma Varchasam. Sahanau Brahma Varchasam. Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau Yashaha.
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam.
Sahanau
Brahma Varchasam. Athatas. Athatas. Sagumhitayaha.
Sagumhitayaha.
Athatas Sagumhitayaha.
Athatas
Sagumhitayaha.
Athatas Sagumhitayaha.
Upanishadam.
Upanishadam.
Vyakhyasyamaha. Vyakhyasyamaha. Upanishadam. Upanishadam. Vyakhyasyamaha.
Vyakhyasyamaha.
Athatas. Athatas. Sagumhitayaha.
Sagumhitayaha.
Upanishadam.
Upanishadam.
Vyakhyasyamaha.
Vyakhyasyamaha.
Okay. Let me stop here. Explain, let me go ahead. So in this third Anuvaka, which comes till Ityachakshate.
Ityachakshate.
Let me read it first. So when this Upasanam is done, you know Upasanam is not for moksha. Upasanam is not meant for even knowledge, self-knowledge. Upasanam is not meant for moksha. Upasanam is not meant for any mystic experiences also for a real spiritual seeker. Then what is the role of meditation, Upasanam? Here in this context, Upasanam is only, here the Upasya Vastu is different, Upasakaha is different. The meditator Upasakaha is different, the Upasya Vastu, the object of meditation also is different. Upasana Vishayaha, object of meditation is different. And this is meant for Chitta Shuddhi, Antahkarna Shuddhi, Antahkarna Naischalyam. It's only for preparing our mind for jnanam. Therefore, upasanam is only a meditative, preparatory discipline. This you know very well. Already I have taught you many times. But this study of the upasanam, here in this anuvaka we are studying only about upasanam. Study of upasanam also, meditation also, is as important as, is considered to be as important as the study of the Veda Antashastram. We all may think, oh, I am interested in moksha, I am interested in jnanam, which is moksha, so I need to study only Veda Antashastram, I need to know what the truth is, I am not really interested in knowing all these things. So why should I give importance for this at all? But here, as a real Vedic student, even though these upasanas prescribed in these Upanishads are all highly technical, very highly classical, and if I explain to you, you might wonder, is it possible at all for us to practice this meditation? Very technical and very complicated upasanas. Nowadays, these upasanas are not practiced at all. So, in Vedic period, they were practiced. So, we can be relaxed before entering into study itself that we are not expected to practice this meditative techniques. But we are studying this just to understand the Vedic. Now, what is the, how Vedic meditation was? Now, we have substitutes for this. You just understand, to have the, you know, the fragrance of what actually, how Veda taught meditations. To understand, only for academic interest we are going to study this meditations, but we are not going to practice these meditations. But we will, okay, what, these are all the meditations prescribed and discussed in the first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. I have studied Taittiriya Upanishad, you can say later on. But nobody will ask you, have you practiced all those upasanas prescribed in the first chapter? No. You don't need to, actually. But you have to understand. That's why before entering itself, I am teaching you this. Not only me, not only you, not nowadays these are not practiced. Because very classical and very technical is upasanas. But still we are going to see what those upasanas are. Why I am saying they are technical and classical, you understand when I explain to you. One thing. Second thing, Vedic student, a Vedantic student, a Vedic student, Veda Adhyayana Chatraha, a Sishyaha. Generally, in Vedic period, has great reverence for the study of the Upasanam also. See, a Vedic student has respect for reverence for the study of the Karma Kandaha, study of the Upasana Kandaha, study of the Jnana Kandaha also. We don't take any study of any Veda mantra for granted. With great reverence and respect, we study the Shastra. And so before he starts understanding the upasana, Vaidika upasanas, the upasana, study of the upasanas prescribed in this Upanishad itself, and here also he presents a prayer. There is a prayer. Even before starting this study of upasanam, there is a prayer. And prayer having two sentences. The prayer expressed in two sentences. Just two small sentences. Why does he pray before he begins his study of the upasana? One thing is, he must be able to understand and he must be able to be successful in learning it. And what does he pray for? You'll be surprised. You see now, what does he pray for? The Vedic student, before he starts his study of Upasanas, he does a prayer. And what does he pray for? Look at these two things.
Sahanau yashaha. Sahanau yashaha.
Repeat it now.
Sahanau yashaha. Sahanau yashaha. Sahanau yashaha. Sahanau brahma varchasam. Sahanau brahma varchasam. Sahanau brahma varchasam.
These two small sentences have prayer. What does he pray for? Saha means together. Together means what? Both of us. Both the student and the teacher. Now, saha, now, for us, both the teacher and the taught, together, yashaha. May we both be blessed with fame, name, popularity. May we both be well known. May we both have eminence. Suddenly we all see like this. Why? Vedantic student, he knows fame is a material pursuit. He has come here to study Vedanta Shastram. He studied Upanishad. And why should he pray for fame? Not only that, next, see the next one. May we both become famous, very popular. Next is
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam. Sahanau Brahma Varchasam.
So Saha again together, now us. So may we both be blessed with Brahma Varchas. May we both have Brahma Varchas. Varchas is Tejas, luster, glow. This Brahma Varchas means the luster and glow, sort of attractive personality. Our Swamiji says magnetic personality. How you get? Constantly by living a clean, disciplined life, chanting Veda mantras all the time, we're supposed to get Brahma Varchas. Even children, when they're initiated into Gayatri mantra, after Yajna Upavita karma is done at the age of 7 or 9, then that day onwards, very good children, they do three times Gayatri mantra japa, and continuously they, you know, Sandhya Vandanam they do, and you can see the children are really glowing in their faces, called Brahma Varchas. They just all the time praying, Brahma Varchas. So this the Varchas, Brahma Varchas one can get, because the study always keeps your mind clean, you know, and then your lifestyle also is lived very clean life, and the prayer and worship. Therefore, what happens? They get Brahma Varchas. So,
Sahanau Brahma,
may we not be dull like this. May we really have to ask for this. All of us have to ask for this.
Sahanau Brahma Varchasam.
May we all have, what now? This attractive personality, that glow, luster, born of this disciplined life and his Vedic chanting. We ask for two things now. Fame, the name, popularity, and we also ask for Brahma Varchas, attractive personality. So these two are physical, material pursuits. Why do we ask for these two? A spiritual aspirant, is it right on the part of a spiritual aspirant, now, to aspire for name, fame and attractive personality? Doesn't mean physical personality. Such of attraction. Because Shankara says in his Bhashyam, every student is conscious of repaying the debts to the Guru Guru Parampara, not only to the teacher but also to the Guru Parampara. The Rishi Parampara, the whole Parampara, this knowledge has been coming down from one person to the other person. Today we are receiving it. So it's not only for receiving this knowledge from the teacher, we are, they are very conscious of maintaining, preserving it also for the future generation. They are very, very conscious of, they have great concern for the future generation. This is one of the subtle things which you have to learn from the Vedic culture. We never thought, let me know, let me attain jnanam, let me enjoy the world, let me die. Let me not think of the future. No. Not for your future. We always, the Vedic culture always emphasized, gave great importance for having concern for the following generation, future generation also. Therefore, this knowledge has to be preserved. If I had to preserve the knowledge, if it has to be perpetuated, it should not become extinct. It should be available for the future generation also. That means if it should not become extinct, it should be perpetuated, it should be preserved means it should be taught. I learn first, I receive it, then I also want to, so I got it. I can just be very selfish. But still I also want to preserve it, because for the perpetuation of it, the Shastram, for the future generation. That means taught means I should have what? Students. So many students should come to me. Not only to me, to my teacher also. Oh Lord, no, may I have many students. My teacher also have many, many students. So many people can learn and I can share this knowledge with others. So this knowledge will be preserved and it will be taken for the future generation. Understand? That is why always in Vedic culture, the future generation, the next generation will always give an import, because present generation is holding the future generation. Isn't it? So naturally, we have the responsibility of handing over this to them also. The lifestyle, the culture, the care, the concern. That is why many things really, we see, it may sound bitter when we say, but really speaking, there's a fact in it. The concern for the next generation is always kept in mind. That is why he says, these students, sahanau yashaha, sahanau brahma varchasam, sahanau yashaha, sahanau brahma varchasam, means actually he asks for these things and he knows, as a Vedantic student, he knows the limitations, name, fame, popularity and eminence and all these brahma varchas, all the attraction of this personality, etc., will not bless him with moksha or fullness or happiness. He knows. Therefore, he is not dependent on these things for his happiness. But he is dependent on these things for what? For preserving this Shastram forever, for the future generation also. So, perpetuation is dependent on preserving it. Preservation of it. Preservation is dependent on what? Teaching this. And teaching is dependent on what? Having more students. And more, having more students is dependent on what? Being popular and well known and attractive. Therefore, keeping in all these things in mind, the student, before he starts his study of Upasanam, he prays for Yashaha and Brahma Varchas. Is it clear? Suddenly, why? In Samhita Upasanam, the section on meditation, suddenly two lines come as a prayer. Is it clear?
सहनौ यशः सहनौ यशः सहनौ ब्रह्म वर्चसम् सहनौ ब्रह्म वर्चसम्
ओके हैविंग प्रेजेंटेड दिस प्रेयर नौ अथ 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 मीन्स व्हाट देयर आफ्टर Where after means when, he says, atha. This atha implies the student who is going to study this Vedic Upasanam is supposed to have thorough knowledge of the Vedic combination of letters. That is why these techniques are only for understanding, not for practicing. See, in Vedic period, all those people who were living in that period, they did not have anything much to, they are not exposed to anything in the world. Not even television, not even radio, no other entertainment. All the time, morning, get up in the morning, study Vedadhyanam. Afternoon Vedadhyanam, evening Vedadhyanam. Apart from the work they had to do for their livelihood, all that they could do was only Vedadhyanam, Vedadhyanam, Vedadhyanam. So they know Veda, the Veda mantra so thoroughly. They know every word. It's called, we have many steps there. Pataha, lesson. How? Pada Pataha. Pada Pataha means what? They know every word. Every word they know. They know the meaning every word. Pada Pataha means learning word by word, split and learning it is called Pada Pataha. They used to do Pada Pataha, they used to do Krama Pataha, they used to do Jata Pataha, they used to do Gana Pataha, different types of learning the Veda mantras. Om, no. When they say, they can split the mantras now. Om Medha Devi, Medha Devi. When you learn slowly, one word by word, know the meaning, Pada Pataha. Then Krama Pataha. First word, second word. Okay, then again, you go to the first word, first and second together. Medha Medha Devi, Medha Devi, no, Kramapata, first and second. Then Jatapataha, first learn one first word, second word, then first word, second word and third word. There's some different ways of leading, Jatapataha, then Ganapataha. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, like that. Even Paramahansa used to chat very beautifully. He used to say that very difficult to even remember these numbers. different types of learning because they had lot of time. Nowadays we have no time. So they were learning with great shraddha. They know everything very thoroughly. Therefore, it is not difficult for them to understand this upasanam. What are we? We only touch Vedanta Shastram in the form of these mantras now. So that is why this upasanam, this Vaidika upasanam, the meditative techniques prescribed in the Upanishad as preparatory discipline are only for understanding, not for practicing. Is it clear? Because we are not proper Vedic students of Vedic times. But you have to understand what they are. Anyway, now he says, Satha means after the study of the Vedas, the person, the Vedic student comes to the study of what now? The practice of Upasanam. Comes to study of Upasanam, the meditative techniques. Ataha, therefore, इसलिए ना अथ इम्प्लाइज व्हाट दिस वैदिक स्टूडेंट कमिंग फॉर द स्टडी ऑफ द मेडिटेटिव टेक्निक्स हू वुड हैव लर्नड द पारायणम वेरी वेल नाउ हू इज कमिंग फॉर द मेडिटेट स्टडी ऑफ द मेडिटेटिव टेक्निक्स अंडरस्टैंड इट्स इम्प्लाइड बाय द वर्ड अथ देन आफ्टर अतः Therefore, now what we do now? Vyakhyasyamaha. Here in this context, we shall explain. What shall we explain? We shall explain Upanishadam. Here Upanishadam means Upasanam. We shall explain here the meditation. In this context, the word Upanishadam means Upasanam. Now we shall explain the meditative techniques, meditations. And what meditation we shall explain here, he says, Samhitayaha Upasanam. Samhitayaha Upasanam means meditation for which, the Alambanam or the object of meditation is here Samhita. What is Samhita? Combination of letters. Is clear? Combination of letters is the Samhita. So, Vedic combination of letters is the object of meditation. The meditation upon this combination of letters is called what? Samhita Upasanam. And here, in simply reading, you can say Samhitayaha Upasanam. Meditation is called what? Samhita Upasanam. But whenever this nasal is followed by ha or ra or some letters, it should be pronounced as gum. So in chanting, sagum hitayaha. But otherwise, it is Samhita. Is it clear now? So I'll teach this now.
अथातस्सगुंहिताय उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः अथातस्सगुंहिताय अथातस्सगुंहिताय उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः अथातस्सगुंहिताय उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः
अथ अतः संहितायाः उपासनं व्याख्यास्यामः वी शल नौ एक्सप्लेन दि संहिता उपासनं मेडिटेशन ऑन संहिता बट इन चांटिंग हाउ डू वी से सगम अथात सगंहिताय
अथातस्सगुंहिताय उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः अथातस्सगुंहिताय उपनिषदम् व्याख्यास्यामः व्याख्यास्यामः
सो ऑल रिलीव्ड नाउ ओके कैन गो फॉर टी एंड कम बैक आई नो बिकॉज इट्स the topic is like that, it'll be like that, don't worry. It's all preparation. You'll understand still so many subtle things in Vedic culture, you'll understand. That is why the Indian parents are so concerned about the children, which generation, future children.
mentioned the eight sthanas.
Yeah.
You gave five.
I didn't really go into the details. Ashto sthanani varnanam, I just said I stopped it. Because I didn't even explain abhyantara prayatna, bahya prayatna. So I only just mentioned.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the sthanas you said.
No, we had to say the diphthongs and all that. We had to talk about diphthongs and things, etc. Not only that, also nose we include, no? We had to say all these other things also, subtle things. I mean, the main thing I mentioned. Because then it becomes a siksha class, you see. I want to tell the people, let them not be confused about the meanings, that's all.